Welcome, everyone. Yep, it's time for another edition of The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim. Today, I'm going to share some things called slices of life. Just a few of them, not all of them.
All right, and I've got a few pieces from Ranch Wife 101 by Julie Carter.
Coming up in Valentine and Cherry County is the Nebraska Star Party. That's coming up toward the latter part of July. And if you want to find out more, you can go to NebraskaStarParty.org or visit Valentine.org, either one of those. One of the things you can do right here in Cherry County, clear, dark night skies most of the time. No guarantees on that one.
That's right. But actually, honestly, most of the time.
Come check it out. Visit Valentine.com.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed they're not a glossy, fancy agri-magazine. That's true enough. They've bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights. And I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. Visit online tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
This was something sent in a while back to the Good Stuff program by, it's written by Jill Pertler, and it was published in the Oneida, South Dakota Watchman.
Oh, really?
It was. Counting the sweet, simple pleasures of life. Again, every so often I set out to complete a list of 100 sweet, simple pleasures of life. The end product usually numbers more than 100, and even then my list isn't complete. I hope it never is. I'll bet that you've got at least 100 or so of your own. So here's a few to get you started thinking again. So, slices of life. How about sleeping in?
Oh, yeah.
Catching the sunrise.
Oh, so pretty.
Listening to your 10-year-old laugh in his sleep. Another simple slice of life, turning your pillow over to get to the cool side. The exuberance of birds in the morning, the exuberance of young children in the morning, the calm before the storm. Another simple slice of life from Jill Pertler, counting the seconds between the lightning bolt and the clap of thunder.
That is always fun.
This is the time of year we get a chance to do that.
Yeah, unless it's too close.
A frozen Kit Kat bar. How about that?
That's crazy because I love frozen Kit Kat bars.
These are just some of the things that maybe we take for granted that happen on a day-to-day basis, but Jill wanted us to think about this. And I'll wrap up this session. I'll do more of these on another program, but melting snow. So there are some simple slices of life from Jill Pertler as it appeared in the Oneida Watchman.
Well, I like all of them. Ranch Wife 101, that's what I promised you. Julie Carter put these together. And like Mike, I'm not going to share them all in today's program, but you'll be hearing them salt and peppered throughout upcoming episodes. Always load your horse last in the trailer. I thought this was so wise. So it is the first one unloaded. By the time he's got his horse unloaded, you will have your cinch pulled and be mounted up ready to go, lessening the chance of him riding off without you with your horse trying to follow while you are still trying to get your foot in the stirrup. Very clever. Number two, never, and I repeat, never ever believe the phrase, "We'll be right back," when he has asked you to help him do something out on the ranch. The echoing words, "This will only take a little while," have filtered through generations of ranch wives and still today should evoke sincere distrust in the women who hear them. Number three, always know there is no, and I capitalize no, romantic intention when he pleadingly asks you to take a ride in the pickup with him around the ranch while he checks water and looks at cattle. What that sweet request really means is he wants someone to open close those gates. And we'll wrap it up with this today. He will always expect you to quickly be able to find one stray in a four-section brush-covered pasture, but he will never be able to find the mayonnaise jar in a 4 square foot of refrigerator. Those are just a few of Ranch Wife 101 from Julie Carter. So if you happen to be a new ranch wife, might be good to take notes.
I have something similar to that, but I'm going to save it for a future program here on The Good Stuff. The Ranchin' Man and His Wife by Jim Hawkins. So,
that sounds very good.
Get both of them in the picture on that.
Very good.
You have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.